Thanks for tuning in to your Day Off Podcast, hosted by your boys, Corey and Tony.
I think by the end of today, I might have another best friend.
They're committed to making you fall in love with the hair industry, one podcast at a time.
You're going to grab a lot of information.
Yeah,
you're going to learn a lot.
Presented by Hairdistry.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is it.
Your Day Off Podcast will begin after a word from our sponsors.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to your day off. My name is Corey. And of course, I'm sitting with my best friend, Tony.
What's going on, brother?
Dude, I'm definitely turning you in today.
Yeah, that's usually a once a month thing anyway, so I'm good with that.
Yeah, but you know, I'm in love with our guest today, though. You know that.
I'm in love with her dad, so.
good enough, man. That's awesome. He is a pretty good dude, though, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's an amazing guy.
He's an amazing guy. That's
Papa Jeff.
That's actually an understatement. So yeah, real quick. So today we're bringing our friend, I like to say old friend, but you know, she's so super young, but our old friend, Elizabeth Faye, back on the podcast. Listen, as per usual, she's up to some really, really super cool, interesting stuff.
Dude, she blows my mind every time we get together with her and yep. The things that she's up to and the thing that she's able to do and create. And I know we have the same amount of time as she does, but it doesn't feel like I think somehow she's pulling extra time out of the closet. Cause I mean, she's killing it.
She's killing it. She gets a lot of stuff done. Like I'm in such amazing admiration of her. You know, when we did it right after we did Hair Love Retreat with her last August, and right after Hair Love Retreat, I did a post on our Instagram just talking about how she's such a unicorn. And as we get to know her more, and as you know, our relationship enriches even more, she's even more and more of a unicorn. Like there's never a time where I look at her and I go, oh yeah, that makes sense for everybody. I'm like, dude, she's just like so much further. She's a more evolved human than others, I think, right? I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know how to put it into words, but like she just gets it.
She gets our industry. She loves our industry the way we love our industry. She tries to impact the industry in a way to elevate it, and she does elevate everybody she runs into and she meets. And if you ask anybody who's attended any of her events, and you ask them about her and the event, there's nothing but positivity. There's nothing but growth. There's nothing but love. And dude, I mean,
she has this really unique way. We're totally humiliating her right now, but she has this really unique way of connecting with you like a friend, or like even like a parental, or like, but she also has this ability to coach you to run through a wall. Like we just had pre-talk and like, I'm ready to run through a wall for her, man. She's extraordinary, man. We can't say enough stuff.
All the drywall dust off me, man.
I know, man. It's incredible. Anyways, I think everyone's sick of listening to us, you know, praise Elizabeth. So let's bring on the unicorn herself. Miss Elizabeth Faye, welcome back to your day off.
What's up? You guys are so funny. I love you both so much.
Well, how could you not love us after that introduction, bro? Come on.
What the hell? That was amazing. I mean, I'm just going to hire you to do that for the rest of my life. Sound good?
Yeah, Tony and Corey.
You know it's true.
You know it's true. It's not just us. Everyone talks about it.
Well, I appreciate that, and I received that. That's very, very kind, and I appreciate it.
Hey, just a little, like, I just mentioned that we were at Hair Love Retreat. I cannot tell you how cool it is to be a part of this community. You know, like whenever we go to a hair show, or even when we did our own hair show, who showed up? A bunch of the HLR people showed up to support us. You know, which is just incredible. Dude, it's just like, before we got there, I never knew that's what it would be about. And when we left, you hoped that that's what it would be about. You know what I'm saying? But like the last, I don't know, 10 months or so, like they showed up, you know?
Well, I mean, it's just supporting each other, loving on each other, and just, it's an amazing group.
I think Hair Love Retreat gave us permission to love each other and to support each other. And it's done from a place of like, not being limited, but being like, being able to take it all. I know that those are the wrong words, but it's just really, really nice to have a special bond with all this. And even when we met people at the hair show, it was amazing. Like, oh, hey, Amanda. And oh, this is Amanda's husband. You know, and we picked up, yeah. You know what I mean? Like we picked up from there.
So Miss Faye, what is going on?
What's going on? We're going to talk about money today.
I love this. Everybody loves a little bit of money, Elizabeth.
It's a good topic, right? Yeah. Well, and I think it's the topic that, I mean, behind, I would say, anything that you're trying to make moves on in your business is you're hoping for expansion and abundance in your wealth, right?
Yeah, definitely. 100%. Yeah. And that's why we're all here, right?
Yeah. So I am excited to talk about that today. We have our program is open this week. And so we are here to share and educate today about how healing your money story, expanding your money paradigm, understanding wealth from a different perspective could change your life.
I love it. You know, so this is part of the Sacred Stylist program.
Yes. So Sacred Stylist is our mastermind. We had a program for, oh my gosh, a long time. It was called Workshop in a Box. Do you remember that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So that was like our OG signature program for years and years and years. And so we actually retired that program and it got changed into Sacred Stylist. And it's a totally different experience. There's still all the great community and great coaching and all of that. But I went through a lot of changes the last few years. And if anyone has been following, I've completely changed as a human being like 4 different times, maybe 10 different times. I've just kept really evolving and had a lot of health issues, personal issues, emotional issues. My partner, I'm engaged to someone named Derek. He had a lot of issues. We had a lot of family issues, or challenges, I guess would be the better word. But, and they really put us on a different path in our life. And I don't know if you've ever had this happen. You have something happen in your personal life. And once you kind of evolve through and expand into whatever that looks like in your personal life, it can't help but affect your business life.
Yeah, completely.
And same goes for the bad thing, right? Like something really bad happens in your personal life. Eventually it starts kind of affecting your business life, you know?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that, you know, we all can use the COVID as the example, right? Like that just impacted everybody's personal and business. And it had to, there had to be crossover there.
Right. I mean, you heard it for a year. I mean, all the time where you said, when you walk into the workplace, leave your home outside. Easier said than done. It doesn't necessarily always is the case, right? Because it's within you, it's on you, it's around you.
Well, the hardest thing about that is to identify what is at home. What is that, those stresses that I'm feeling? How do you leave it at the door if you can't identify what it is?
Right.
Yeah. Yep. 100%. So I went through, a lot of things. I was having a lot of health issues. I was, didn't really know what was going on. I was getting like a lot of diagnoses that were just kind of like a bunch of like beginnings of things, you know. It was like, if you keep going on this path, this is what you will have, right? You're pre this, you're pre that. And Derek, my partner, struggles with depression and anxiety, and it had gotten completely unbearable where it was like a facility was like, there was no other option kind of thing. Like we kind of hit that crossroad, like the medicine wasn't working, all the other things were not working. And so we kind of hit that point, and that's when we really got into receiving a lot of trauma work. We started receiving a lot of healing in a different way that was outside of the therapist room, right? We started working with different types of healers, and it changed our life. It changed our life, like in ways I don't have words for. And the best thing I can do is just be like, just look at my Instagram over the last 3 years. Like I just changed everything. It changed our business. It changed our messaging. It changed, evolved our mission. It evolved our community. And I've always been, mindset coach, life coach vibes, you know, my dad does yoga. Like, I grew up around things like that. But this really emotional release work and breath work and understanding how the nervous system works really, really absolutely changed our life. And so that became my study. And now it is a huge part of our work. And I was almost like, I would say I was like secretly like sharing it. Like if you were my private client, you knew I shared that work with you. If you were inside my program, you knew I shared that work. If you came to my retreat, you knew. And it kind of got to the point where I was like not being open and honest about this work and how passionate I am about it felt like carrying a lie around, because I knew the kind of transformations that were happening in my business coaching programs and in my containers were happening to the level that they were in a, they were like quantum, right? Like just like almost like defying logic kind of results. And they were because of this work paired with business coaching. And so that's why we rebranded the program. It was like, this is what we believe in. This is the methodology and the lens at which we teach anything business through, because we know that it is getting to the root of the issue. It's not a Band-Aid. It's not a simple solution. It is a transformation from the inside out that will have transformation in your wealth, in your business, in your leadership, in all of those areas. And so, yeah, that's the evolution of Sacred Stylist and how that kind of came to be. It kind of like, I feel like birthed through me and then like, and then became like part of my study deeply until it was like, yeah, this is what I do now. So
like, I totally get like emotional healing and stuff, you know, like the stuff that you went through, you know, a lot of it looks like, you know, I'm healing as a person or I'm evolving as a person or on emotionally, but like, you know, if we kind of like pat that down a little bit and say like, well, how is money involved in this? You know, like how have you evolved or how have you like changed with your, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but maybe your relationship with money or you know, how do those work hand in hand, I guess, is my question.
Yeah. Can I read some stuff off of the slide, like literally from my program?
Of course.
Okay, I'm going to open this up because something I'm really passionate about, and we talked
actually,
about
you know something, Elizabeth? We have a video that's running now, so you can share it too. So if you want to share it and read it, that'd be cool. So if you're listening and you want to read this or you want to follow along, go to the Spotify app. If you're not on it already, you can watch the video.
Okay, let me pull these up. I think this is a great question because I think a lot of the times when you hear we're going to do energetics work or healing work, like you're probably like, what the fuck does that mean? Unless you're like really versed in it, right? I mean, would you agree?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think it's like your first instinct is like, okay, I'm on board. You got my attention. How do we do this? You know, I'm not the expert.
What does this mean? Okay. Definitely. So I think that's great. I'm going to share a few slides. Let me pull them up. Well, and I think the biggest thing is I'm going to bounce around with a little bit of curriculum, if that's okay. And so I think this is a really, like, even if you don't ever join this program, like this information alone is worth listening to the podcast. Yes? Okay. Cool. And I think this is my biggest thing as a business coach is I want to empower people to understand their own technology. And when I say your own technology, I mean your mind, body, and soul. That's what you manifest with. That's what you create with. That's what you get to live in this body for the rest of your time here. And it's like when we don't understand how to like use the codes, the cheat codes, I almost call them like cheat codes. When you understand how it all works, it's almost like you got a cheat code because you can understand how to manifest quicker and faster, how to heal, how to transcend. And it's like, we don't know what we don't know. Yeah. And a lot of us, like we are conditioned to do things in a way that actually works against our technology. So I'm going to share a few things and I'll share it audibly where, even if you are not watching, this will make sense. So, okay, so if you're like listening in the car, it's fine. So I have a triangle up on the screen right now, and this is how you are taught that change happens. So you're taught, I'm going to, like, think about it. When you change a habit, people are like, okay, what are your new actions? What are your new behaviors? Now just go fucking do it, right? Yeah. And it's like, I always tell people this, like, if it were as simple as, like, this is how you make $1 million, this is how you're healthy, this is how your marriage will thrive, you'd go and do it. You all know the things that would make your marriage better. You all know the things that would make you healthier. You all know the things that make you money. Why is it not happening? Yes? Okay. So here is how we are taught change happens. So at the bottom of this, it's like environment, change my surroundings. I'm going to just change my habits, behaviors, and I'm going to get new skills and new knowledge. Now there's a difference here between knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge is knowing something. I can spout it out to you. Wisdom is embodied. It is lived and it like comes through you. Does that make sense? Think about if you have cut hair for 20 years, that shit is wisdom. You could probably do it with your eyes closed, right? Like you don't even have to think about consciously what you're doing. You're just doing it. You have embodied that art. Yes?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Then we're like, okay, if we just make the goal to make more money, if we just make the goal to be more healthy, if we just make the goal to have a better marriage, then all of a sudden my values, my identity, my sense of self, my purpose, and my mission will change.
That's the goal.
Pretty fucking hard. So what this is like is thinking that this is how change happens. This is the way that most of us are programmed that it happens. The reason that it feels hard is it feels like walking up a river. Now imagine a river. The river's flowing. Yes, there's force, there's momentum flowing down. Can you walk up a river?
Very difficult. Can you? Yes.
Yes. Can you? Yes. Yes. Difficult. Yeah. Yes. What will it take? More energy. Force, you're probably going to fall down, right? It's going to feel like a struggle. Are you still walking up the river? Are you still walking through a river? Yes, you are walking through a river. Are you still in nature? Yes. Can you still feel and see the sun? Yes. Can you successfully get somewhere doing it? Yes. Yes, you totally can. And I use this analogy because we can force and struggle and push to our goals, but it can be harder to get there. It can take longer, yes? And then you watch somebody else and you're like, what the actual fuck are they doing? Like, how in the hell are they doing it? What they're doing is they're going with the flow of the river. So think about it. If you go down a river, what do you have working with you? What do you have co-creating with you? The momentum of nature, right? Literally the flow of the river. Are there still going to be like some rapids and then sometimes when it's really calm? Yes, but you're going with it, not against it. Yes. So there's more ease in that experience.
Oh, so you're telling me you don't have extra time. You're just flowing with the river. Okay.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Literally, like that's the secret is like to go with the flow of your fucking life.
Yeah, so, Corey got me on his damn canoe paddling upstream, and I'm tired.
You gotta go with the river. Yes. So this is why healing work matters, because the reason, the stories, the programming of why we're going up against the river, that's your conditioning. Life has to be hard. This is the way it has to be. There's not enough for everyone else. If there's not a struggle, then it's not worth it. This is the only way to get there, right? And so I love this example of, I'm going to like literally be in coach mode. Hold on. I'm going to get a piece of paper. Are you ready for this?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Okay.
Oh, she literally left. Elizabeth, please come back.
I'm back. Okay.
There she is. There she is.
We're just, okay. Just teasing this you.
This is what it's like to be on a coaching call with me. So this is, I'm literally drawing a circle. Okay. So imagine this circle. I just drew a circle if you're listening. This is everything available in the universe. Everything. Like our minds, like you can't even comprehend everything. Yes? This is all possibility, all availability, all experience, all expansion, just everything. Yes? So you are this cute little baby, I'm drawing a smaller circle, who's born into the world through mom, through your conditioning, through your family, through what you were taught. This is right. This is wrong. This is the way the world is. This is how much money people make. This kind of money is only for other people. This kind of money is bad. This kind of money is okay. This is how you make money. This is how you get money. This is how you spend money. This is your relationship with money. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
And that creates your paradigm. So I just drew a smaller circle within the circle. And a paradigm is what you believe to be true and real in the world. That's what you are programmed and conditioned to see. Does that make sense?
Wow.
And so that is what, let's just say, little Elizabeth, this is what is right. This is what is wrong. This is what mom and dad say. This is what my teacher says. Make sense? Mm-hmm. Does that make all of this not real? No, it does not. The rest of the circle is still real. You are not conditioned to see it, experience it, receive it, or even acknowledge it. And sometimes when you see something that's out of your paradigm, we will place judgment or something like that on it because we don't understand it and we can't hold it. We'll go, oh, well, that's because they're like this, or that's because they are this kind of person, or that's, does that make sense? And so we start going, that is other, not me. That kind of money doesn't belong to me. So whatever money you make right now, it's because you are conditioned and that's your paradigm, that that's what you're able to receive. And there is resistance and trauma and story and belief surrounding that paradigm that keeps you like locked in that little circle. And that's why healing work matters. What it does is it starts to expand the paradigm. So I'm going to draw another circle. So let's say you're working with me or someone else in a container and they're guiding you through paradigm shifting work, story shifting work, subconscious work, nervous system work. And you start to go, oh my gosh, this is what is now available and real in the world. And so it starts with curiosity and awareness. And then there becomes the integration work. And that's the healing work. That's when we really start to move through and transcend those stories and beliefs into something that is for our highest good. Does that make sense? So we take the things that we are attached to, we are enmeshed to. I always show this analogy in my course. There's like, imagine your heart. And as like a little kid, when you start to have, and that's where most of our limiting beliefs and stories either come from, like, we're going to get a little spiritual here, like past generational, they are passed on to you. Those traumas are carried in mom, grandma's DNA. You are literally growing in the womb of your mother when you were in your grandmother. Does that make sense? Have you ever heard that before?
Yeah.
You're in mom's body when you're in grandma's body. Yeah. So you're passed down. That's when we say creating generational wealth. It's breaking generational stories that were passed down. It's a paradigm that's like you give the generational poverty, right? Generational wealth. It's passed down as what we believe is true and real. So imagine, you know, those things you're carrying. So you have those, and then you start your programming with school and mom and family and all that conditioning. And I always think of like, the first time you hear that thought, I show an analogy, I'll hold a piece of spaghetti. You have a thought. A thought's pretty easy to break, right? You could just break a piece of spaghetti. Mm-hmm. Okay. But then you hear it again and again and again and again. And what happens? It gets a little harder to break. Yeah. And it's almost like that thought starts to wrap vines around your little heart and it starts to become an attached thought. And that becomes a belief, which then becomes a conditioning, which then becomes your programming, which then becomes your behavior, which then becomes your paradigm at which you live in the world. And then you live a life that literally validates your paradigm constantly. Oh, I knew it was true. You validate it and think about like the walls around that paradigm get stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. And you're like, yeah, this is fucking true because that just happened to me again. And we start to continue. What's the pattern? The snake that eats its own tail. And we validate and validate and validate our own experience. And so healing is starting to take those pieces of spaghetti and take them apart. So then that thought can be what it is a thought and a story. And it's no longer me, it's other. It's no longer I am not enough. It's I experienced something that had me feeling not enough. It's not I am depression. It's I am experiencing depression right now. Does that make sense? Wow. And think about it. Like, I watched Derek, my partner. I am depression. I am anxiety. I am the darkness. I am the black dog, right? Like if you've ever been through depression or experienced it, they talk about it like a black dog and he becomes that. And it's like that healing process is starting to go, that is other, not of me. You are other, not of me. I can experience it. I can feel it, but it's not who I fucking am. Does that make sense? And so that's why healing matters, is because I could tell you how to make more money. I could give you the fucking amazing spreadsheets. I could show you how to do the numbers and look at the percentages and all the ways to package it and how to tell your clients. And that's all really fucking great and awesome. But if you can't hold that, if you can't sit with that, if your trauma responses and your stories aren't even going to let you open up the spreadsheet and look through your own bank account, how far are we going to get? only as far as your paradigm lets me take you. So if I am able to help you transcend those walls of the paradigm and say, hey, thank you for the protection you have provided. That type of protection is no longer needed. And we can bring, so that's all the subconscious stuff, hearing the stories and the patterns. But then what? You can have all the awareness in the fucking world, and then you can watch yourself be an asshole. You can watch yourself do the same thing again and again and go, now I'm just aware of it. Now I'm watching myself be a dick to my partner. Now I'm watching myself spend money when I'm triggered. Now I'm watching myself eat chips and dip when I don't feel good. Great, I'm aware of it. Then I start to feel bad and guilty and have shame, and I go back to a shame cycle. This is why nervous system healing matters. Our trauma is stored in our body, and it's not sensical. It doesn't make sense, and it doesn't have to make sense, but it needs to be felt to be let go. And so that's why nervous system healing and emotional release work matters, is because I think of, I was spending years trying to heal a hustle cycle. I'm hustling. Okay, I did all the subconscious work to understand how it came from mom and dad and my generational and little child and all the belief work, right? And I started doing the forgiveness work and really started getting into my healing. But then there were some things that were an instinctual response. When I got in a fight with Derek, my fight, flight, or freeze response would kick in. My body was like, it's time to fight. It's time, because you're a single mom. You're a high school dropout. You grew up broke. You better fucking hit the computer and start working to be safe in the world. And that's how I regulated my nervous system. And I could calm back down. Okay, I'm safe, right? So I could see why it was happening. I just couldn't break the pattern because the body takes over. We are instinctual beings first. If I were to hop into your podcast room right now with a bow and arrow and be like, I'm going to fuck you up, right? I'm going to kill you. I got a bow and arrow. You're not like, what do I think about it? You are going to fight me. You are going to freeze, or you're going to run the fuck out of the room. That is a body response.
To my neighbor here. Get him first so I can get out. Yeah.
You're going to let Aura appease, right? That's the other body response. And so you're going to have an instinctual response. We have instinctual body nervous system responses to everything in our life. Constantly, our pricing, the way we show up at work, our marketing, other people's opinion of us, money, when you spend it, when you get it, when you look at your bank account, you're having a response inside of the body. So when we can heal the nervous system, you actually get to have a really different experience. And so it starts with the subconscious. Great, we have lots of awareness, but we need to heal the nervous system to get the body on board. Can the body hold that much money? Can it feel safe having more money in your bank account? Your mind's like, yeah, we got this. After we do that, do you really? Do you really got this? Can you really hold it? You know? And so that is why that work matters in partnership with strategy work. And that's, in all honesty, why if you've taken a lot of courses, you've had a lot of coaching, you've been to a lot of events, and you haven't seen big transitions in your life or to the amount you want, there's some resistance happening within you. And there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you at all. You just haven't gotten to the root of what's really happening and what needs to be held so it can be transcended into something that works for your greater good.
I'm blown away.
Oh, yeah, me too. Big time.
Like, I mean, you're having me kind of like run through my life in my head. Like,
yeah, totally. I think you're lying if you're listening to this and this, that isn't the case. I'm going to take you back a little bit. You said something, you know, you threw it out as passing, but it struck a chord with me, and that you have to feel it to get over it, or you have to feel it. Let's go through that experience.
Yeah. Okay. You have to feel it to heal it. And so what emotional release work is it's healing the nervous system. So trauma is not what happened to you. It's what stays with you. I'm going to say that again. Trauma is not what happened to you. It's what stays with you. A experience that was traumatic for you could be extreme physical harm caused to you, and it could be a comment a teacher made at school. Does that make sense? It's what stayed with you the rest of your life and your experience. Yes? So then you then have trauma responses, which are subconscious responses. When you're triggered, you have an emotional response, a trauma response, right? And then the mind is going to create stories to justify that response and go, there you are, asshole. This always happens to you. It's just trying to keep you safe. The body and the subconscious mind, they're just trying to keep you safe. They're not, they don't process a wrong or a right. They are processing protection, safety, keep you alive. So when you are doing healing work, so a lot of our work is you have to feel to heal it. And this is why emotional expression is so big. And I'm going to say this with you guys are men, you're conditioned not to feel. You are conditioned to not be fully expressed. So to be more alive is to be more sensitive. It's to feel all of your feelings and to be able to feel them to their fullest like capacity. And what happens when, have you ever had a really good cry? Either of you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, a good cry. What happens? Or you watched a little kid have a really good cry. And mm-hmm. then what do they do at the end? They like start to regulate themselves. They're like, right? You watch them like kind of come back down and you kind of feel like, you feel relieved, right? That pressure in the body has been expressed. And so we think of a boiling pot of water. If you open the lid, the steam can come out. That's how stress is an emotional repression in the body. It creates anxiety. It creates depression. It creates dis-ease in the body. This is what was wrong with me, by the way, is I had repressed emotion and trauma in my body. That's what was causing all of my disease in my body. That is what literally blew my fucking mind. And I've watched Derek, he's a different human being. Like it is, it's not even, I don't even have the words. It's just, as cool as it can be. And it's proof that we're that powerful and our body's that smart. We're the technology. When you feel something, there's actually a part. Let me see if I have this.
I love we're the technology, like your body's the technology.
Yeah.
Yes.
The body knows how to heal itself. You just got to give it the space to heal itself.
Yes, yes. You guys are the medicine. And so when we use things like sound, breath, and movement, it's using your own technology and knowing how to use your technology. Think of it like the computer. The mind is the computer, right? So fast, moving a million miles an hour. We can put in new programs, new systems, new codes. The body, the nervous system, it's like a typewriter. It takes a little bit longer. It needs repetition, 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 repetition. And it will start to, those new things create new neural pathways. And it starts sending those chemicals, which are emotions to the body. We know safety. We know peace. We can be at rest and digest. We're okay to be safe in the world, but it takes repetition. Everybody can change. Every single person. Your brain is fucking plastic and your nervous system is so adaptable. And it can do whatever it needs to do to keep you safe. It just needs to know that it is safe again and again and again and again. That's the integration till it can embody, I am safe being wealthy. I am safe being successful. I am safe in a loving relationship. I am safe to rest. I am safe to whatever the fuck you want to do, you know? So.
I'm loving this.
It's so fun. We'll have to do more. I got so, like, we can keep talking about this on other episodes, but emotional expression, if this is my biggest tip, like, if you want to start your healing journey, is to start creating space 10 to 15 minutes a day to be with your body and to see what needs to be felt. And if you were with me in my containers at a retreat, emotional expression work, it looks like the most human thing you've ever seen. Literally, people are making noises. They're yelling. They're crying. They're sobbing. They're laughing. It's beautiful. It's expression. It needs to be expressed. And then when we can be with ourselves, the body can let go. And when it can let go, it can regenerate. Your cells want to regenerate. Your body knows what it's doing, but it's holding on to it. Like I had certain areas of the body that hurt so bad. They needed literally, like, read an interesting book, The Body Keeps Score. I would literally have work done on my body and I'd start to sob, and I would feel release through that emotion being felt to its fullest extent. And I was like, holy shit, I've been holding on to sadness in my body. I've been carrying that motherfucker around and the body can't regenerate and it's wounded. It's literally carrying it. And so that's nervous system healing. And it has changed my damn life. So be with yourself 15 minutes a day. Just breathe. You can't do it wrong. See what comes up. turn on some conscious music. I have a really great playlist. It's Hey Elizabeth Fay on Spotify. I got them for anger, joy, gratitude, everything you can think of. And just see what comes up. Or like if you're ever working out and you feel like you're gonna cry, that's because you're literally moving things in your body. Like let it's if maybe you're at the gym, you can't, but like let your body wants to cry. It wants to have expression. Or you wanna fucking punch a pillow, create that space to then move that through. You just wanna regulate yourself back down into safety after. And that could be simple into the nose, out through the mouth breaths, child's pose, rocking, shaking, anything that brings the body back down into safety. But they're all beautiful expressions, and we're meant to have them. We're meant to have them.
If I find out all the things that are my trauma, I'll get pillowcases made of those things and put it on pillows when I'm so I can punch the pillow and punch.
I think punching it is part of the trauma, Tony.
Right. Oh.
Cool thing. You want to know a cool thing? Is you don't even have to understand it. When it comes to emotional release, you don't have to know why you feel it. Like when you do breath, like it's just really getting into the body and letting yourself like move through it. And so you can be like, I'm so sad. I have no idea why. Like it doesn't matter. Like in that emotional release, like you don't want a story with it, or you're just recycling emotions. You just want to feel it so it can let go. Does that make sense?
Totally.
I've never, you brought up working out. I've never like during a workout, like felt like an emotional connection to that workout. However, yoga is different, right? Like when you're doing yoga, sometimes those feelings like, you know, and like we've always been taught to like, okay, identify it and then let it go, identify it and let it go. But I had this epiphany, maybe it's not an epiphany at all, but like when you end your practice, your yoga practice with child's pose, like as brutal as the last hour and a half was, it kind of gives you permission to be back in safe zone, right? Is that kind of what?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a beautiful place to end. And that's just a really regulating the body, nice and safe, you know, position to end really anything in, especially if you're going to like do breath work or something at home. But I hope that that explanation brings power to, right? All the strategy is so important and it's all there, right? Like you need that. You need to know what you don't need to know. You need to know what numbers to look for and how to do all those sorts of things with your wealth, right? How to invest, how to money manage, how to do your pricing, all of it. But it's so much harder it's like walking up the river. If you don't do the other stuff paired with it, it's like walking up a river and you're just watching other people float down and you're like, what the actual fuck, right? And you're like, that's for those people. Those are people in a different, like those are for people who are like this or like that, but not for me. And it really gets to be for everyone. And I really think it's important that hairdressers are rich. I really do. Like we just touch so many lives in such a safe, beautiful way. And we need more regulated, rich hairstylists in the world, in communities, making impact. And so that's my goal. Like, I want to die one day and be like, I made tens of thousands of rich hairstylists go out into the world and have beautiful lives. Like, that's all I want to do.
Love it.
That's it. Hey, back to the triangle. Like, you know,
yeah,
you
kind of see the other way.
Yeah.
We got to see the quantum way. Let me pull it up.
I thought we were gonna talk about money, and now like once again I think I started it off. Now I want to run through a wall and, you know, do some healing. Not gonna lie, I'm wearing a hat right now that says stronger than my trauma, and I feel like a fraud. After this conversation, I feel like that I'm not worthy to wear this hat.
Well, here we go. Okay. How quantum change happens. So that's why we start with purpose, mission, identity, sense of self, values, and beliefs. So it's essentially showing like, this is why we start with the healing. This is how quantum change happens. And so when we do this work and then we get into all of the numbers and all of that, that's really when shit gets really fun.
Yeah. So basically it's the triangle upside down, right? So it's finding your purpose before you kind of like, you decide to change your world.
All the beliefs, all the values, all of the story, your sense of self, who you are in the world, that comes before getting into here's the spreadsheet, here's the strategy, here's the methodology. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I think that's really important.
Oh, pull that back up.
Okay. Well, I was going to pull up something else for you.
Hey, we can. Yeah, I kind of want to go through this because it's actually it's interesting because by finding the purpose or the mission first, it kind of puts a less priority on those things. You know, those things, at least with my experience, just kind of fell off by themselves. Like I didn't have to work at it, right? Because they just kind of fell away because there just wasn't space for it anymore.
Right.
You know
what happens? I'm showing you guys proprietary shit. I'm about to show you our goal setting.
No,
and it's good. I'm saying like this is good. I mean that in a good way. What happens is your actions are now a byproduct of an aligned sense of self. And so think about it. If you're creating goals, if you're creating momentum from wounded ambition, you are still getting outcomes, but you're thinking these outcomes are then going to give you freedom, then going to give you joy, then going to give you happiness. When we start with intention first, my intention is to feel, is to experience. Okay, how can I put my attention towards that, right? This is our quantum goal setting. And then we start moving towards actions and behaviors that will then come out of that intention versus other way around. What's the thing I'm going to do? And I hope to God it gets me what I actually want to feel. And the thing is, I have had so much success from wounded ambition. It doesn't feel the same at all. You feel burned out. You're on to the next goal. You don't even sit in the celebration of the current goal you got because you don't know how to. And you just, oh God, I didn't get the thing I want to feel yet. So you're just on to the next versus really being in your own journey and experiencing it. And it magnetizes in more money, more clients, more wealth with so much more ease. And that's
Elizabeth, but hold on. I mean, it's nice and easy to say like we need to find purpose or we need to find a mission first, but also that's the life struggle. I mean that's the life experience.
What do you mean by that? Tell me more on that.
We're always kind of seeking what is my purpose or what is my mission in life. You know, I mean. You know, even at 50 years old, it's something that you're still seeking or looking for. You know,
I would love to have you come. I'm going to give you guys the gift to come to my next purpose and mission workshop within the program. Do you want to know my thought on purpose and mission?
Of course.
Okay. So I think purpose is, this is how I see it. Purpose is like who you really are. What your highest like self wants. And so I have, you haven't seen this talk. I give a talk on this on purpose. So I talk about purpose and calling one and the same. And this isn't like what's on your website. This is like in your soul, right? Mm. So my purpose, I have it right here. I read it every day. My calling is empowering people to remember their power. So We could go through an exercise with you because it's always going to be something for people because you are people, you're people. And it's going to come out from you. And so it's like, what is that thing that do you want to do it together? Let's do it together.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm down.
Okay. So I want you to think of a time in your life that you felt really fucking aligned. Can you just like close your eyes? I'm literally going to turn on music. Like we're fucking doing this. You got it?
We're doing it. We're in.
We are in. We are going. If you're driving, for the love of God, please don't close your eyes. but you can come back to this. Let me get some good music going. This is so fun.
I'm loving it.
Okay.
I was literally just thinking that. How much fun this is. Yeah, so if you're driving, yeah, please keep your eyes open. And
pull
just
over.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right, close your eyes, except for those driving. Okay. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Just breathe. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Breathe. Good job. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Breathe. All right, beautiful men, women listening, whoever. I want you to think of a time in your life that you felt in your purpose. A time that you were like, this feels good. This is why I'm here. And that moment could be small. It could be sitting on the couch with a loved one, or it could be standing on a stage. But I want you to source a time that you felt in your power, that you felt connected to who you were, even if it was just for a second. Can the two of you nod your head if you can think of that time or a time? Okay. I want you to just be in that moment for a moment. And just notice what you notice, see what you see, feel what you feel. Now I want you to recognize the emotions that you felt when you felt in your purpose and in your power. Identify those emotions now. What was that thing that you felt? And if you can feel it, I just want you guys to nod your head. Now I want you to turn the volume up on that emotion. I want you to feel that. If it was love or power or peace or whatever that was for you, just turn the fucking volume up on it. Illuminate that feeling in your body. You feel that's who I really am. When I'm aligned, when I'm in my power, when I'm doing and being how I want to be in the world, this is how I feel. Thank you, universe. Thank you, God. More of this. Beautiful. We're just going to take a few breaths and breathe that feeling right into the heart space and through the nose, out through the mouth. Good job. In through the nose. Out to the mouth. And just feeling gratitude for that experience, that feeling. When you're ready, maybe rolling the neck, blinking the eyes a little bit, and just coming back to our call. Now, without saying anything else, I want each of you to tell me what were the few emotions that you felt when you were in that space?
Peace.
Peace. Good. What else?
I actually got pretty emotional.
That's beautiful.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Alive. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Anything else, Tony or Corey?
I don't know how to put it into words, but like, less selfish. Like it wasn't for me.
So if that was an emotion, what would that emotion be?
I don't. Almost. It's kind of hard to explain, you know, it almost maybe gratitude.
Okay.
You know, but. Listen, maybe we'll talk it through and I'll tell you, you know, where I feel most at peace or where I have felt at peace and there's so much around it, but like a time that was really special to me and like you kind of like walk away with a snicker almost is when I'm able to introduce people and there's nothing in it for me, right? Just to make that connection between people. And it actually happened at Hair Love Retreat. Not for the first time, but for a really powerful time, it happened at Hair Love Retreat. And since then I've been trying to recreate that as much as I can, you know, and that's being able, and we're in a unique situation because we know Elizabeth Fay and we know people that work behind the chair all the time. So like, if I can make that person that works behind the chair, meet Elizabeth Fay, who they want to meet, you know, to do that, that's like, if I can be that conduit, there's so much like the word fulfillment for me, but it's not for me. I don't know how to kind of like articulate that. Like, but
fulfillment's
like,
a feeling if you feel fulfilled. Yeah. And when you connect those two people, close your eyes for a second.
Yeah.
So just imagine a time when you connect maybe two people you love. Can you think of that? What did you feel? What do you feel?
I kind of want to high five myself. Yeah. You know, and again, it's so like, weird because I keep putting the camera on me, but what makes it so special is that the camera's not on me.
Yep. But there's a feeling. We want to get to the feeling. So when you connect them, do you feel love, peace, proud? Like, what do you feel?
I mean, my default is love. So I would say love. You know, my default is love, but it's also what I fight the most.
Yeah. Yeah. So does love feel like the feeling you feel? Like when you connect, let's say me to someone, mm-hmm. what do you feel?
Like I'm fulfilled in my purpose.
Okay, perfect. I don't
know, it's hard to put in words, you know? Like, oh, that's why I'm here.
Okay, that's beautiful.
Just taking notes. This would be an exercise.
Okay, what did you feel? You said alive. What else?
Me, happy, peace. It was, you know, yeah, it was, and blessed.
I love that. Okay, out of those four words, Tony, which one feels like it was the biggest, like the volume was the loudest? Alive, happy, peace, or blessed?
Blessed.
And blessed, when you feel blessed, what is the feeling you feel?
Wow. So thankful and grateful.
Grateful. Okay. Perfect. Okay. So let me pull up our thing. And this is going to, I'm teaching it to you while doing it because I think it makes more sense that way. So.
We just had a public therapy session.
Yeah.
I hope, but they can use it too.
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay. I'm going to have Corey, going to pick one of these words and just like trust the experience. You don't need to understand it. So pick one or two of these that you're like this: experiencing, being, feeling, awakening, knowing, remembering, creating, instilling, observing, restoring, expressing, generating, recognizing, realizing.
Oh, I thought you were gonna put the words up so I can read them over again. That was a lot to take in.
He saw a squirrel.
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 Definitely saw a squirrel.
Yeah.
Being and creating were the ones that came up. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, I'm gonna write those down. Being and creating. Did any of those speak to you? I can read them again, Tony.
Yeah, read them again.
Yep, you got it. Okay. We got. All right. Experiencing, being, feeling, awakening, knowing, remembering, creating, instilling, observing, restoring, expressing, generating, recognizing, realizing.
Observing.
Okay. And what's another one?
Awakening.
Perfect. Okay. So what we would do if you were in my program is we would create you a mission and a purpose statement. So Corey, and we'll play with this. My calling is people. It would either be being or creating. And I want you to tell me which of these words just feels the most aligned with you. Peace, gratitude, love.
Love.
My calling is people being love. My calling is people creating love. Which one feels more aligned?
Creating love.
Okay. Now I want you, I'm going to like literally put this in the chat.
Oh.
And you're going to say it because we're going to see if it feels good when you actually say it, right? Okay. Okay. It's in the chat. Say it confidently back and see how it feels in your body.
My calling is people creating love. Would you say?
Slide it over.
Oh, away from Elizabeth's face.
Yeah. Can we say it again.
Oh, hold on. Hold on, I'm messing up. My calling is people creating love.
Say it again.
My calling is people creating love.
Close your eyes and say it.
My calling is people creating love.
Say it again with your eyes closed.
my calling is people creating love.
Does that feel true? Is there a word we want to change? Because we can change it.
No, I mean, it feels pretty good, man.
Yeah. Because we could change the adjective creating to something else. So is that your calling? Is people creating love in the world? Not making love, creating love. And that's where I was like, it has to work for you, you know?
I mean, yeah. No, I mean, it feels really good. You know, it feels really true and genuine. And like, you know, if you remove all the ego from it, if you remove all the, you know, and you know, I talked about this last week. I think Tony and I actually talked about it. It's like, you know, being a guy, that's the part that's always like hammered down, right? Like you can't be a nice guy. You can't show love. You can't show these things, you know, and for so many years, you put that stuff away until you get to a certain level of maturity or a certain place in your life where, you know, that's what's, I want to stand for that more than anything.
That's beautiful. And the highest frequency there is unconditional love, by the way. So it's a really cool calling to be like all the spaces that I go into, all the things that are expressions of me in the world. Every business you do is an expression of who you are, right? Whether it be the podcast, your salon, you whatever, anything you do in the world, you make a product, you stand on a stage, whatever you guys do, am I creating and generating love in this space? Am I bringing that into my work? Am I bringing that into my words? Am I bringing that into my relationships? Every time I connect someone, do I feel love and do I feel like I'm spreading love? Does that feel true?
Oh my gosh, so true.
So that is what purpose is. I believe that mission is an expression of that. You could live out that mission, that purpose through selling fucking cookies, through opening up a barn that you rent out for weddings, through doing hair, through selling houses. Like, you could do it in any way that you choose to do it. And that's what's cool about our human experience and business building is when we do it from a conscious, aligned space, we get to tap back into, does this make me feel more love? I'm people, you're people, by the way. Does this create love in my home, in my life, in my body, in my business? And if it does, it's going to do the same for others. And when we are searching, air quotations, for purpose, we are searching for an external thing to go, that's the thing that makes me feel alive. No, when you did that thing, you felt who you really fucking are. When you did that, you were just expressing who you already were. You just need to come into more embodiment of, that's my purpose and I get to do it. It comes from the inside out and I get to choose how I express it in the world. So you don't have to search for it anymore because you are it.
Oh. That's mind blowing. That's next level stuff. Mm.
So you're next, honey. So, and we can mess with your words too. So we got my calling. I'm going to write this out. My calling is people awakening. So first tell me this: alive, happy, peace, grateful. What feels or blessed? What of those feels the most aligned to you?
Blessed.
Okay. And blessed, we can play with the, and I love the word blessed. I just want to make, we want to have the feeling would be gratitude below it. But if you can feel gratitude when you say blessed, that's okay. You know?
And they're almost the same. Yeah. I'm very grateful. Yeah.
Yeah. So my calling is people awakening to gratitude. My calling is people observing gratitude. My calling is people awakening to how blessed they are, right? Like, we could play with that. What feels good there?
My calling, I love the last one you said, people waking up or awakening.
My calling is people awakening to gratitude, or my calling is people awakening to how blessed they are.
Yeah, how blessed they are.
So let's do that one. And later I want you to see if you can sit with gratitude like a little bit longer, just because I almost wonder if there's a little more punch there, but whatever you can get behind. Because imagine when you feel gratitude, you probably feel blessed, right? Like, you almost feel like you're being blessed. Yeah.
Yeah.
How does that feel?
It's funny. Cause when I walk into the shop every day, you know, the front desk, they're like, oh, how you doing? And I, you know, my answer is always I'm blessed. And you know, it's been, that's been a part of who I am. Yeah. You know, when my kids were going off to school, I said, remember, you are blessed. You know what I mean?
I love that.
And they took that on. Yeah. And so.
Then let's keep blessed, because in you, just that, that feeling, that frequency, that's gratitude behind that. And that's all that matters, is that you feel like, when you feel that, you're feeling that. Yeah. So my calling is people awakening to how blessed they are. How does that feel?
Beautiful.
Say it.
My calling is people awakening to how blessed they are.
Say it again.
My calling is people awakening to how blessed they are.
Say it again.
My calling is people awakening to how blessed they are. My calling is people awakening to how blessed they are. And it's, and it's so true. You know, it's very true. It's, you know, if, and it's same kind of like very similar to Corey, if we can bless anybody who's listening in any way, whether it's giving, introducing, or anything, even outside, it just, you know, the industry itself, we love the industry. You know what I mean? So it's, yeah, it's, I love it. My calling is people awakening to how blessed they are. I love it.
Fuck yes. And so when you do an episode, you share a story, you meet someone, you touch someone's head of hair, as long as it is helping others awaken and you feel awakened to how blessed you are, right? Because it always starts with self. You're living in your purpose. And you get to decide at any moment in time, like anytime I want to do something different in my life, I look at this and I'm like, is this my calling? My calling is people remembering their power. If I do this, will people, me, them, everyone remember their power? Yes, let's go. Let's go.
Let's go.
I can't fuck it up. It's in my purpose. It can't go wrong. Like, you know what I mean?
So listen, do you?
And I'm jumping off your canoe up river. I'm jumping on your lazy river. I'm going down river, dog. I'm jumping in my little raft.
Elizabeth, is this also a way to like check yourself? Like if you're not aligned with that message, you're like, hold on, this is who I am. Let me get back to this.
Yes. And there's an analogy of like, imagine you as like this beautiful like being or a little stick figure, right? Like this is you, a drawing of you, and you are connected to whatever you feel connected to in life, universe, God, alignment, what feels right and true in your life, right? When you're in that space of like, yes, I'm in alignment. This is who I am. My actions, my thoughts, my beliefs, my values are all lining up, right? We get knocked out of alignment all the time, right? Something happens, you get triggered, you have an experience, you feel tired, you get burned out, whatever. And I just picture getting knocked out of alignment, and that connection, imagine it like a little rubber band, and the rubber band gets stretched, and that's the resistance. We want to come back into our alignment where there's more just allowance and it's easy and it's aligned. And so this is a beautiful way to come back into your purpose, to come back into what really matters to you when something happens, you know? And it's, that's why daily practice matters, is it's a moment to come back. You know, we have any resistance, any emotions that need to be felt, any stress that needs to be relieved, we do that, we move through it. Then we can come back into who the fuck we really are and move into our day protected and in our power. Then you make choices from that space. Then you charge people from that space. Then you make moves and get new clients from that space, right? Like that's the space at which you serve. How could your life not be different? It just has to be.
Yeah, I feel like this is, you know, we've said it before, but it, like, cannot help but, you know, just, I don't know what the words I'm looking for, but like it's life changing. It's really, it's mine. It's literally life changing, right?
It's teaching people how to use their technology. And that's what I want. It's like, it's mind, body, and soul. And honestly, like I'm to the point where I'm like, I'm not even fucking interested in anything other than life-changing transformation. Like I just don't even want to fuck with it. Like, it's just not even what we're doing anymore. Like, and that's fine. Like
that's such a bold, bold statement. Right? like if like, I remember once years ago, talking to a guy and he's like, if I can't make $1 million from it, I'm not interested in doing it, you know, which I thought was like, what a bold statement that is, you know, like there's so much space there. And then Elizabeth saying, dude, if I can't change lives, I'm not interested. You know, my well, what's your mantra again?
Which one?
My
purpose, yeah, is help. My calling is people remembering their power.
Boom. I mean, if that's not a life-changing statement,
yeah,
you know,
wow. Well, if you want your life change and find your power,
Sacred Stylist.
That's right. You know where to go.
Yeah. So I'll send you guys the information. And we have, you know, lots of free stuff too, but this is an opportunity. Like, we only open the doors once every 6 months because it's a cohort. There's live aspects, there's live breath work. Like, there's just, I can't open them all the time because of the way we run the program. But because of the way we run the program, there's a lot of support and intimacy and amazing resources and tools. And, you know, it's for who it's for someone that this kind of messaging speaks to, and they're ready for not just the business strategy, but they want the other part as well. And they want to pair them together. You're going to get incredible strategy. And I'm going to teach you business foundations, and, you know, you're going to be more money literate, and there's going to be experts and all of those things you're going to learn, but you're going to learn it from a really aligned space. So it can really download in a way that you can use it the rest of your life. You know, like, this can be something that blesses your bank account and your business and your family from the inside out. And so I'm so excited. Thank you for letting me teach so much. Like, this was literally like a really cool coaching call. And I hope that those who listened, like, saw it for what it was and could really go with us on those tools and do it themselves as we're going, you know?
Well, I'll speak for me. I felt it, you know, like, I felt it to my core, which is so amazing. You know, golly, that was so cool. So, Elizabeth, how can people sign up for Sacred Style, or how can they find it, or give all the deets?
Yeah. My Instagram is Hey Elizabeth Fay. There will literally be a link in my bio that takes you to the website. And yeah, it'll be open until June 20th. If you're hearing this post, it has already ended. You can DM me and I can send you an application for the next round, because you can still reserve your spot for the next round. And yeah, so reach out.
And also make sure that if you heard it on here, that you tell them that Hairdistry sent you. Cause, we want to do more of this kind of stuff. So, you know, we gotta show some value that it's worthy. That's awesome. Yep.
And when they check out, it'll say who referred you. And so if you heard it, all you need to do, on your form is say that. And that also, So
that's awesome.
We truly, truly appreciate you.
Yeah. We cannot wait to see you again. And, like, by the way, if you're listening to this, this is what a phone call with Elizabeth sounds like quite often. So, you know, Elizabeth Fay, you already know that we absolutely love you. We absolutely love what you stand for and what you share and what you bring and you know, the lives that. Oh, hold on. I want you to take 2 seconds and talk about the documentary.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe we didn't talk about that. Yeah. Okay, so we're premiering a documentary at Long Beach, which at this point, if you're not going, it's probably too late, right? It's the ISSC show, but if you're in the area, we're premiering it totally for free. It's called Hairstylists Change the World, but it's going to be on Amazon later this summer. And we haven't solidified the details, but we were talking before about doing a cool private digital watch party with our Hairdistry family. So there will be opportunities summer, fall to see this and to connect. And yeah, it's going to be an incredible movie that is about uplifting our industry and truly about, you know, as much as like, I'm like, I want to change lives. I don't change the lives. I hold the space in which the lives can be changed, and we all change our own life. And you guys are out there touching lives every single day. And this is a tribute to the work that you do. It's a mirror to show you how powerful you really are. And to remember that power, right?
Okay, so you promoted the whole thing, but you didn't tell us the title of the documentary.
Hairstylists Change the World. And if you go to hairstylistschangetheworld.com, there'll be like the trailer. And at whatever point you're listening to this, it might say watch now or whatever. So yeah, you changed the world. There you go.
Awesome. Elizabeth, thank you so much. Again, just a heartfelt love for you. Now you're part of my, you know, my purpose message and stuff there.
Please, seriously, put it on the wall. I want it to be like, my calling is people creating love. And I want to see my calling is people awakening to how blessed they are. And all the time, check back into that and be like, look at all the ways I do that in my life.
Elizabeth Fay, thank you very, very much. And thank you for joining us on your day off.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, share it with friends, give us a rating, and drop a review. To listen to all the latest podcasts, please subscribe from your favorite podcast outlet. And to stay connected on and off the show, you can follow us at Hairdistry on Instagram and all other social media platforms. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time. Peace and love.